were examples of some of the things that the world has been given in different ways through 2016. And at the same time, those headlines and the images related to were all together depicting scenes of distress and upset, confusion and uncertainty. But did you notice how the words of the song were quite different? They spoke of all is calm, all is bright. They spoke of glory streaming from afar and radiance and holiness and saving grace. Now, with all the things that we see and hear, we need to make choices, don't we? And the choices we make are about whether to accept or reject the things that we see, the things that we hear, the things that we are offered or given. I wonder how easy we find it to make those choices. I guess it depends on what it is, and a lot of the time it ought to be really quite simple. We're not likely to readily choose the things that we saw in the images on the screen, are we? But we might be more inclined to move towards the things that were offered in the words of the song. The two things are quite different. We can't always choose what goes on around us. But when we can, we wouldn't naturally choose to paint the scenes of our life with distress and uncertainty. But we might just choose peace and calm and saving grace and hope. Now, I was really struck by a line in one of the Christmas letters that came with a card through our post just recently. And it said this: how good it is that we have hope in Christ, which is unaffected by earthly circumstances, or we would be very downhearted indeed. In those words, I see words of reminder of the good and hope that's there for us in Jesus. I see there as well words of assurance that our hope in Jesus isn't changed by the circumstances of the world around us. And with those words of reminder and assurance, there's words of invitation as well that move us towards something amazing, something that we're being given. They move us towards away from an otherwise dark place, and instead the situation is changed. It's transformed into a place of light and hope. And all of those things, those reminders, assurance, invitation, all of those things we can see through the nativity story that we've been following through this evening. So see again then the reminder that we have there. It's there in the answers to the questions that Mary and Joseph asked the angels of the Lord that came to them at different times. They've been told that Jesus was to be born, and they asked, well, how can this be? It's a reasonable question in their circumstances. The answer they heard was this: because the Lord has said that it's going to be this way. This is the Lord's plan. The reminder is there as well in what the shepherds heard, that a Saviour had been born that day. They were reminded that the Lord had promised to do this, and so it had happened. This was the Lord's plan. And the reminder is there as well in Jesus, isn't it? In John's Gospel that we heard read to us earlier on, it was expressed like this, that Jesus is the Word, God's promise, become flesh and dwelt amongst us. And so because of that, we've seen the glory of the Lord, who loves the world so intensely that he's given Jesus to us. So see the reminder again in those things, but see again the assurance being given for us. It's there with the same characters that we've just thought about. For Mary to be pregnant at that time was a huge social disgrace. Her and Joseph weren't yet married. But the word of the Lord assured her again, Mary, it's okay. I know what I'm doing. For the shepherds, assurance came through being included. They weren't used to that. They weren't used to being included. They were very used to being excluded, being left out, being ignored. But this time was different. This time they were the ones to be hearing first that Jesus had been born. They were included. They were being told, this is really for you. You are included in what's being given. And ultimately, the assurance comes in the presence of Jesus. He's right there, center stage, proving God's word of promise. And not only that, but it's in another of the readings from John that we heard read to us earlier on. Jesus is described there as light shining in the darkness. And whatever anyone would try to do, the light of God's truth and grace can't be stopped and can't be turned off. We can see again the reminder and the assurance that's there for us in this familiar Christmas story. And then we see again through Jesus, our invitation to be involved, to be included, to be led towards this amazing thing that is being handed out to us, that's being given to us. Think about some different characters this time as we think about the invitation. This time, let's think about the wise men or the magi or the three kings, depending on how you want to have that included in your Christmas story. They'd been sent to find Jesus by a ruthless king who was not happy. He was feeling threatened and he had a plan to do away with the one who he was being threatened by, Jesus. He lied about his intentions, claiming that he wanted to know where Jesus was so he could go and worship him, when actually all along he wanted to go to the infant Jesus and kill him. Herod's words seemed good, but they actually were empty. They were false. He seemed to be offering to involve the wise men in this journey of discovery, but actually his motives were all focused on him. You know, it feels to me that what was happening in that moment was that Herod was offering to the world around him the same kinds of distress and uncertainty that the images and the news headlines that we're reflecting on just now were depicting. Well, how can I say that? Well, look, God's plan, his word of hope, is being put into place for all to see. And Herod wants to destroy it. Herod wants to wipe it off the face of the earth. We've got potential scenes of distress and upset, confusion and uncertainty squaring up against the words of the song that we were listening to. All is calm, glory streaming from afar, radiance, holiness, saving grace. Wouldn't you rather choose hope and joy instead of anything else? Well, that's what God is holding out to us through Jesus. You know, the image we have on the screen now of hands holding light towards us, they remind us again of God's promise that our lives will be transformed when we choose the hope and the joy that's offered to us through Jesus. There's no doubt about that. Our lives will be transformed when we embrace all that God gives to us through Jesus. The presence of light assures us that this promise transforms even the darkest places that we can't imagine ever changing. Changes our circumstances into places of hope because the power of the light that's there is unstoppable. You know, and this hope that's there in this gift of light through Jesus is for all of us. None of us are excluded. The invitation is for every one of us and everybody in the world. That invitation is unstoppable. It's for all people to know the transformation of being filled with light and hope that's ours through Christ alone. How good it is that we have hope in Christ, which is unaffected by earthly circumstances, or we would be very downhearted indeed. Wouldn't you rather choose hope and joy instead of anything else? That's what God is holding out to us through Jesus. You know, this isn't just another Christmas, and this isn't just another Carols by Candlelight service. This is our opportunity to be reminded again of God's longing that we'll see our lives transformed because he's given us Jesus. And this isn't a special message just for a select few, the elite of the world. But we're all assured, just like the shepherds, that we are included. And this isn't a restricted invitation reserved only for those whose lives are perfect. Actually, this is an invitation for everyone, because we need to be given a way through our distress and out of our places of darkness. And we need to be able to see in our lives a way of hope and joy made possible for us. So be open to God by seeing all that he has for us through his gift of love, Jesus. The one who came as a child in a manger so that we can relate to him and feel able to come close. And here in this same Jesus is our hope and joy as we see the Christ child of Bethlehem become the man on the cross who gave his life for us so that our lives can be transformed by truth and grace. This is God's gift to us. Hope is given. His love transforms the realities of our lives into something more amazing than we can ever imagine. Accept that gift now, because it's for you, and it's for you, it's for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.